Nomos is the postmodern philosopher who argues that the entire landscape is constructed, that it has no essential innate qualities, but is simply a reflection of chance and human action. Nomos says that no one ecological state is inherently preferable to any other, but that all of them are a product of human choices, even the ones with no people, since we will have made the choice not to go there. Accepting the magnitude of the Indian impact on the landscape seems to push us toward the nomos side. In 1983, ecological historian William Cronin laid out the history of the New England countryside in his landmark book, Changes in the Land. In it, he observed that wilderness, as it was commonly understood, simply did not exist in the eastern United States and had not existed for thousands of years. A few years later, Denevan referred to the belief in widespread wilderness as the pristine myth. When Cronin publicized this no-wilderness scenario in an article for the New York Times, environmentalists and ecologists attacked him as infected by relativism and postmodern philosophy. A small academic brouhaha ensued, complete with hundreds of footnotes. It precipitated one of the only books attacking postmodern philosophy ever written largely by biologists. Another book, The Great New Wilderness Debate, published in 1998, was edited by two philosophers who earnestly identified themselves as Euro-American men whose cultural legacy is patriarchal Western civilization in its current post-colonial, globally hegemonic form. It is easy to tweak academics for their earnestly opaque language, as I am doing. Nonetheless, the philosopher's concerns are understandable. The trees closing over my head in the Amazon furo made me feel the presence of something beyond myself, an intuition shared by almost everyone who has walked in the woods alone. That something seemed to have rules and resistances of its own, ones that did not stem from me. Yet the claim that the forest was shaped by human beings does not seem to leave room for anything else. Understanding that nature is not normative does not mean that anything goes. The fears come from the mistaken identification of wildness with the forest itself. Instead, the landscape is an arena for the interaction of natural and social forces, a kind of display, and one that, like all displays, is not fully under the control of its authors. Native Americans ran the continent as they saw fit. Modern nations must do the same. If they want to return as much of the landscape as possible to its state in 1491, they will have to create the world's largest gardens. Gardens are fashioned for many purposes with many different tools, but all are collaborations with natural forces. Rarely do their makers claim to be restoring or rebuilding anything from the past, and they are never in full control of the results. Instead, using the best tools they have and all the knowledge that they can gather, they work to create future environments. If there is a lesson, it is that to think like the original inhabitants of these lands, we should not set our sights on rebuilding an environment from the past, but concentrate on shaping a world to live in for the future.